Hey, Esmeralda, do you like comedy?
I love comedy.
Are you a liar?
No.
Are you sure you're not an awful, awful liar?
No.
Well, have you heard of ReComedy? It's a comedy magazine.
Yes, comedy from the trenches.
How do you know their hit logo? Their hit logo, that doesn't make sense. How do you know their... What is that slogan? How do you know their slogan?
Because I love comedy, and I like magazines.
Why are you such a dirty fucking liar?
I'm not.
All right. Comedy magazine.
I like both.
You like both? What is both?
Comedy and magazines, and they put it in one meat package.
It is a meat package. You can pick up that package at Quimby's and other independent retailers, or go to their website, recomedymagazine.com. The second issue is about to come out. It's featuring Mark Maron. You know who Mark Maron is, Esmeralda?
Yeah.
What does he do?
He does podcasts.
He does do podcasts. It's the podcast issue. So go pick up ReComedy, recomedymagazine.com. Hello, everybody. Welcome to You, Me, Them, Everybody. My name is Brandon Weatherby. Once again, sitting in Washington, D.C., and I am speaking with...
Esmeralda Leon.
You are in Chicago.
I am.
It is the day before New Year's. I'm going to post this on New Year's Eve because people are going to be getting ready. They're going to be putting their cocaine in their on their keys and then storing that cocaine off of that key, and then they'll be ready to go out, and it takes a long time to get ready once you're really high on cocaine. So this is what they'll be listening to.
Well, I would
really
think
high.
It would make you faster.
This podcast or just getting on cocaine?
Cocaine. You'd be much more focused.
Did you also hear that I said getting on cocaine? Oh, that's not good. But it also kind of makes you be more scatterbrained. Like, I really like this red top I have. What about this turquoise top I have? What about this mauve top I have?
Look at that shiny object on the floor.
Look at that. It turned into a cat. One that's currently not taking a nap. How are you, Merle? How was your holiday season?
I'm good. It was the same old thing.
What's the same old thing consist of? Because for many people, this is only their first holiday with you. What?
It consists of family members bickering.
What was the main topic of conversation?
Oh, everything.
You can't say everything.
Literally everything.
Bosnian rape victims from the mid-90s. Talk about
daily...
that a lot.
In a daily doing of things.
In a daily doing of things. That's a name for a calendar.
Yeah.
A daily doing of things.
People would bicker.
Yeah.
My parents would bicker. My dad has been on a big computer kick, making computers.
Does he make...
He's building computers. It's ridiculous.
Does he know about this show?
No.
Does he know how to use the internet?
He does, but not as well as you'd think.
Does he sell these computers?
Not really. He likes to give them away to people.
Who does he
give? He'll sell them, but not to friends and things.
Is your dad like the Santa of shitty computers?
Kinda. I like that his new dream is to give everyone a computer in Guatemala, and he would make them all.
That's actually a very...
If he was rich, that's what he would do.
Don't make fun of him for that. That's like a really...
Well, I tell him, like, why wouldn't you just buy them if you're rich? It's going to take you a long time to be making all these computers.
Well, you feel good about building something.
I guess. I'd be like,
have you ever built anything, Esmeralda?
Yeah, and it turned out bad.
What'd you build?
I tried to build my desk chair.
That's assemble.
I put it together.
No, that's assemble. You didn't you didn't fashion the wood and like line up the joints. No, you were assembling something and it didn't work out.
No, I haven't.
Well, that's what we need to do. We need to get some. We need,
we
to,
need
get
to build something
on the show so they'll like walk you through a building of something. And maybe you'll enjoy things more.
I guess.
I asked Esmeralda what she did last night because I was, flying and shit. So she goes, nothing really. I made some food. Is that right?
Yes. I had stew. I made some stew that took forever.
And Tuesday, the night before, I thought, it was my last night in Chicago for a while. So I was like, I'm going to go out, even though I don't want to go out. I'll go out late because whatever. Merle, what'd you do? I made food. Do you not like going out?
Yeah, I made dinner.
Made dinner. You're a normal, healthy bean. Healthy bean? You're a normal, healthy bean.
Where am I going to go? That's the thing.
Anywhere. The world is your oyster.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you're going to go to a bar, any bar, it's not going to be that packed. Why you're just would you go sit to, there and to, drink.
Why do you have to go to a bar?
Well, after the hours of 9 p.m., there's very little you can do.
Go to a movie? You can go to a comedy show?
Meh.
You go to a play?
Meh.
Why? Why meh?
And also, that requires money.
Not really. You could go to a lot of free stuff. Like Kohl's on a Wednesday night. There's open mic. It's hilarious. Because even when it's bad.
But I'm not going to sit there and not drink.
I've done it.
No.
Why not? I don't get that.
That's like, I don't know, going to a restaurant and just sitting there watching someone eat.
Well, it's kind of like going to a restaurant and having an appetizer.
No.
No? All right. So you're not a fan of going out, even though we host events at the Hungry Brain every Monday.
I am, but on certain days.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
Mondays and Tuesdays.
You have a very odd schedule.
So Wednesday is Wednesday. You don't go out on a Wednesday.
That's going to change because we're going to start doing events at the Hungry Brain on Wednesdays.
That was Thursdays.
We're going to do both. No joke. Okay. No jokes. It's going to be a comedy show with no jokes. It'll be like most President Turtle shows. That's a shout out.
Oh,
President Turtle. It's okay because they lose me money. They do. They lose me money. So how are you? What are your plans? It's the new year. How was 2010? Was it a banner year?
No.
No, it wasn't.
Not at all.
What could have been better?
A job.
A job.
Everybody. A job could have been good.
Do you want a job in 2011?
I would.
Ooh, I things are changing.
That. Yeah.
What kind of job do you want to get in 2011?
Oh. Well, for now, I just would like a job.
Okay. Any job will do.
Any job that pays enough to pay my rent.
What's enough?
I would have to make at least, well, you know what? I need to eat as well. So at least $1,000 a month.
That's not a lot of money.
Well, I'm just thinking, well, no, you know what? I got to pay bills too.
That's still like super cheap. $1,600. That's still like very, come on. You should just, somebody should just give you that. You shouldn't have to work for that little money.
For $1,600?
That's not that much.
Well,
go.
If anyone can give me $1,600 a month.
What kind of job do you want?
Well, so far I've been looking for like assistant jobs.
Okay, like what?
Like office assistant, personal assistant.
And but these aren't career jobs.
No, it's just I just would like a job so I can have money to pay for things.
Money to pay for things. Very good. Your life is depressing me right now. Ugh.
Yeah, money to pay for things.
Ugh. I'm not liking where this conversation's going at all.
What, having money?
Yeah, you don't have a job. Ugh,
is he going to make you puke there? You see,
yeah, I don't like it. I got a lot of jobs. I'm busy. I don't like this. Well, let's make this a job, goddammit.
Yeah, okay. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
This will brighten your... You should post this as the picture for the...
These ideas.
For
the show.
Yeah, for the front page or whatever. It's a picture of a dog strapped into a baby carriage, and it's a big furry dog.
Okay.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
But that doesn't relate to anything.
That's Do just... they ever relate to
yes.
anything?
Like when we had the posting of the Coke machine that had like all the combos. We talked about that for about 5 minutes.
Now we're talking about this dog.
Fine. Email me the photo. Or
oh, God. It's so cute. Oh, that's disgusting.
G-chat message of the photo.
Oh. Well, it's really, this dog is just, this dog can save all the world's problems.
Do you want a dog?
No, because my cat would beat it up.
Okay, that makes sense.
She hates animals. Right. She has an inside anger.
Okay, did you just send me the...
She is herself an animal.
That is true. Your dog is an animal.
So.
Okay, that's a cute, that looks fake, the photo you sent, by the way.
Well, whatever.
No, I don't think it's fake. It looks fake.
Paw sticking up. Oh, God.
It looks very dog-like.
Oh, he can cure anything. Or she. I don't know if it's a he or she.
Would you ever move? Are you still planning on going to the East or the West Coast?
I would like to.
Why don't you? What's holding you in Chicago?
Because it's expensive there.
It's expensive in Chicago.
Yeah, but it's more over there.
How much more?
At least, like, stuff, when you go over there and you look at prices, things are at least $1 or $2 more than here.
Okay.
And it's a bit like when you like you go get a beer and it's $5. Like, what? Beers are usually $3 to $4. What's
You're just getting spoiled by where you go. I mean, there are those places in San Francisco.
There are, but there's still many that aren't.
You need to go.
That isn't the normal.
You need to go or you're going to die there.
Die here?
Yeah, you're going to die there. I'm serious.
And then I need a car unless I go to San Francisco, which is the most expensive city in the U.S. So that would be a little hard to do.
Well, where are you going to live then? If I thought the whole goal was San Francisco.
I know, but you can't go there if you don't have any money.
You can't go anywhere with any money. You can't go to Kentucky without any money.
ridiculously expensive. And I don't know one there, so I have no one to stay with.
Well, that's a goal for 2011. How about, is that one of your resolutions? Let's do some goddamn resolutions.
Well, I can't leave until...
You get a job?
Yeah, because I would have to break my lease here.
Number one is get a job.
And if I break my lease, they're going to charge me money.
Are you looking in San Francisco for work?
Not really.
Okay. I feel like sometimes I'm talking to my mother.
Well, I can't get a whatever job there.
Yeah, you can.
First I have to get one here so I can save some money. I have no money to get. I don't even have money for a plane ticket.
That's number one. You have money for a plane ticket if you book far in advance.
I need money for a plane ticket. Money to move my shit over there.
Let's look at how much a one-way trip is to San Francisco, shall we?
It's at least $238.
That's not that much.
No, actually, I'm sorry. I think that's round trip.
Are you kidding me? That's the only reason why it's just that. It's just one plane ticket?
Well, that's one of the things.
I thought you had family out there.
I have family in Sacramento.
Okay, well then why not move out to Sacramento for a little bit for like 1 or 2 months and then go?
Because I'd need a car.
In Sacramento?
Yeah.
Do you, though?
Yes, you do.
I don't know about that.
You go ahead and try it.
You could, like, live in Naperville and not have a car. I mean, it's really hard to do.
Yeah, and then you would stay in Naperville.
No, you would just walk a lot and bike a lot.
No, that's not how that works.
No, it is how it works.
You need a car.
You need a car to leave, but to get to work, if you only apply to places where you can get to the train, you can. There's a train everywhere, and you can fly for as cheap as $184 one way.
They probably have a Metra-esque thing.
Exactly. So what's the
But that's problem? Not like a city train.
No, it's not.
It goes far.
You plan in advance. You could do this.
I don't want to go to Sacramento. That place is a shithole.
Is Sacramento a shithole?
It is.
I'm going to visit Sacramento before I die because my grandfather is buried there.
Oh, go ahead. It's
and the last thing I ever told him was, I hope you fucking die. And the last thing he ever told me was, you're a thief.
Oh, so
I wanna.
So you should go over there and steal something from his grave.
It would be great if the afterlife existed, so I could beat the shit out of him. But no, he's just dead. Everybody, that's what death is to me.
It's a horrible place. It's not very
Sacramento
nice.
Is.
Yeah, it's not. Ugh, it's very boring there.
Yeah, I'm sure there's got to be something good about it, but probably not. You're probably right.
They have good Chinese food.
There you go. That's awesome.
That's about it, though.
Oh, speaking of food, 1 month a year, I like to not eat meat just to see if I can. Kind of forces you to order things on the menu that you usually wouldn't. I highly recommend it to you, Esmeralda. That starts January 1st. So today I wanted to have like a really giant steak burrito or something. You know what I mean?
Why don't you just get a big steak?
That's what I ended up doing. I went to 2 different Mexican restaurants and a Chinese restaurant or 3 different Mexican restaurants. Nothing looked good. The cheapest burrito was $6.50. That's wrong. The cheapest burrito in Chicago, you could find one for $3 if you look for like 2 blocks, and they're really good. And these are not good.
Oh, really? Things are expensive in other cities.
Oh yeah, in DC it's insanely expensive, and I have less money than you, so I know it's possible to move.
Try San Francisco.
You're strengthening my point, Esmeralda. I agree. Things are very
insanely expensive.
I went. And I bought a steak for $3. See, that's the story. I can
do it. You have
Aldi's
there?
No. No, we don't have Aldi's here.
Aldi should expand over there.
I don't think they need to. There's 3 grocery stores within like, I don't know, half a mile from where I live. So it's
but they're cheap. Aldi's always cheap.
Since I'm at the grocery store every fucking day, I only buy what's on sale. So it really doesn't save any money going to Aldi. Do you know what I mean? Like Aldi meat is awful. It's not worth it. Their produce section sucks. So if you want to buy something...
Oh, yeah, well, produce isn't... But, you know, if you want to get some cheap meat... Cornish hens!
See, maybe Cornish hens are...
Those are good there.
I'm not a big Cornish hen. I've never made a Cornish hen. How do you recommend making Cornish hens for the listener?
Well, my mom, how she makes it, she marinates it in soy sauce.
Why? You know, already, like, that's more than your daily allotment of salt.
Whatever.
Okay.
I didn't say it was healthy.
Okay.
And then you, well, first you chop it up.
How do you chop it up?
You just gotta just go at it.
What's that called?
There's really no good way. There's no, you're
not. Is it like butterfly style when you, like, spread the chicken out?
Yeah, you just,
same thing?
Smash it in the middle. You just cut it in the middle.
You want it essentially flat.
You cut it in four pieces.
Okay.
Just one, two down the.
Is this important for the way you're preparing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
So then you do that. You marinate it in the soy sauce. And then you fry it.
You deep fry it or you just fry it? Fry it.
You fry it. And there's no flour. There's nothing on it.
Wow.
So you fry it and it gets this nice crispy skin. And then you do,
what do you fry it in?
Lemon over it.
What do you fry it in?
Most likely vegetable oil.
Vegetable oil. Okay, vegetable oil. Why vegetable oil?
It has a high smoking point.
Is that true?
Yeah.
You know, olive
oil will burn and then it just is disgusting.
So that's why a lot of...
So don't try to fry in olive oil.
I didn't know that. I thought olive oil would be like better and richer.
No, it's... I mean, if you're doing something like in a pan,
mm-hmm.
like a pan fry, but not if you're gonna, you know, dunk it into oil. It's not the best.
And I didn't know that.
It's expensive because olive oil is expensive.
I know that olive oil is expensive. I do know that olive oil is expensive.
So yeah, vegetable oil.
Okay, I'm learning a lot from this podcast.
Yes,
and
or you can just roast it like a regular old chicken.
Cool. I didn't know that either.
Really? They're Cornish hens. They're
I've never made a Cornish hen.
They're just tiny chickens.
All right. Well, we learned a lot today.
Tiny chicken.
I don't feel like the first show after I come back from to DC is ever a good show.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like we got to do like two or three of these over the phone to get back into realizing we're over the phone and not in person.
What do you mean?
Well, when we were on the stage on Monday, I could see you.
Okay.
And there was no delay or anything like that. And I could read your face and read the audience. And now there's no audience.
I didn't think there was a delay.
Well, there's a delay in terms of we can't really go over notes during the show like we could if we're in Chicago. We could pass notes back and forth. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
It's just weird. It makes
We didn't do that anyway.
We didn't have to. We've gotten to the point where we don't have to, but we used to do that occasionally when we did the show in Chicago in my apartment.
I guess. I would just go, hey, are you going to read that?
Sometimes, yes, and that's important. It makes more sense.
I don't think we really pass notes. It's only during
we
the live
notes during class. We put gum under the seat.
Yeah. And I put a tack on the teacher's chair.
Yeah. That was always
great.
That's
why I'm here now.
Tack on a chair. I've always wanted to put the tack on the teacher's chair and the teacher to sit on it, but let go right in the middle of the pant so that it just sticks into their pant and it doesn't hurt them at all. It just looks like a weird pimple on their butt.
Would it look like a weird pimple on their butt if it's on their pants?
It would be like in the directly in the split of the middle. And it'd be a red tack on khaki pants.
Oh, I see. Oh, you're getting very clever with your tack on chairs.
Or not. Very safe. Very Mad TV-ish.
Yeah, I don't think it would work.
No, it really wouldn't.
It would have to have a wide ass.
Yeah.
So you'd have nice enough room. You'd have enough room for error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
God.
You're right. I do. So, how are you?
All right. I saw the Social Network.
How was the Social Network?
And I know that they probably added stuff for dramatic effect.
Well, almost all of the dialogue was made up.
I'm sure.
100%.
I'm sure. Because, I mean, where are they going to get all that talking? All that talking. But okay. The movie really makes you hate Mark Zuckerberg.
Does it really?
And everyone in it.
Why?
They're all just jackasses.
Okay.
They're all idiots.
Why are they jackasses?
Well, one, what they did.
What did they do?
Mark Zuckerberg started Facebook. Well, first, these two twins, he's at his school, approached him to start a website that was very Facebook-like.
Yeah.
But it was only for Harvard.
Yeah, okay.
And then it hit him that, oh, what if I do it this way, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So essentially, he stole it. He stole the idea. Okay. And he goes into business with his best friend. And then...
His best friend being Justin Timberlake.
No.
Justin
his
Timberlake.
His best friend's just a dude. I just
like the idea of Justin Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake is Sean Parker.
I know, the Napster guy.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that they actually worked together.
I didn't either. And then I looked it up, and they pushed him out as president because he was arrested for cocaine possession.
So he was cool, is what you're saying.
He was creepy. He's
the dude
from
Napster.
They portrayed him was he was that guy who comes in like, oh yeah, Mark Zuckerberg thought he was the coolest thing ever. And then the other guy's like, I don't like him.
Okay.
And that guy got pushed out.
Okay.
And then he sued Mark Zuckerberg for a bunch of money.
Okay.
Because they essentially pushed him out. And they said at the end that they don't know how much he got in a settlement. And they put his name back on as co-founder of Facebook.
They put what's his name's back name back
the
on?
The dude.
Okay.
The friend.
Okay.
Not Justin Timberlake.
Got it.
I don't know. He's not anybody known.
I think you've made a very simple story very confusing. I think
Mark
that's
Zuckerberg
what you've
just
done.
Fucked everyone over.
I don't care.
That's essentially what it is. He rubs me the wrong way.
Do you use Facebook?
I do.
And Facebook's free.
Yeah.
So shut the fuck up.
Make money.
What?
I don't know how they make money.
Ads and shit.
Because I don't even see ads.
They're on the side. They're targeted ads.
Well, I never pay attention to them.
You really should start.
Wait, I don't have any.
You don't have any ads on your Facebook page. Are you
on
Facebook right now?
Yeah, I'm looking at my Facebook. There's no ads.
All right. Go under events and under people you know, they're sponsored.
Oh, okay.
That's an ad. There you go. That's it.
Oh, I don't have one. It's blank. It says sponsored and it's blank.
Click refresh. Because
you
might
need an ad. I could
make that's,
no
yeah, you can sell ads. That's another way they get it. Like, so now
yeah,
I have
it's
one.
Still blank.
I went from an insurance one to a cell phone one. Let's click again. And what
mine
do I?
Are blank.
By the way, add Esmeralda on Facebook, Esmeralda Leon. Add me on Facebook, Brandon Weatherby. Or search You Meet Them Everybody. I got another insurance. Yeah. So
I got nothing.
Okay, maybe you have a browser that disabled ads and stuff. You do have a nerd boyfriend. He could have done that for
you. Oh, yeah, I do have Firefox.
There you go. That's different. I'm using Google Chrome.
Oh, yeah. I don't like that Google Chrome.
Why don't you like Google Chrome?
I don't like the top of it.
The top of it? The top
I
of
like all my buttons.
I have buttons.
There's not as many buttons as I maybe because I'm used to looking at browsers the way they've always looked.
Maybe that's it. I mean, my search. Yeah, I don't have the like search box because the fucking browser is a search box.
See, I don't like that. Nah.
Why don't you like that? It makes more sense.
I don't know.
All right.
I don't like it.
See, this is a weird show. We're just fighting. It's not even like trying to be funny or.
You know why? Because
I don't like my browser line. Yeah.
My family has.
Oh, it's your family? That's could be
They've
it.
They've rubbed off because I was there for a week.
They've all masturbated on you, and now you're very weird. The last thing my mom and I did was fight together over her saying everything in Hollywood is run by the Jews.
People are still on that one?
Yeah, they're still on that one. And to her, it's not racist. That's like, that's just how it is. It's like, you fucking cunt, when have you been to Hollywood? What the fuck do you know about anything I'm trying to do?
Yeah, I get that too. Not the Jew thing.
I'd be wearing a fucking yarmulke. I don't think it exists like that. You dumb cunt. And like, she doesn't like when I call her a dumb cunt.
Yeah, like
the whole to do.
Annoy people.
So yeah, my mother's racism is making me upset. So.
My mother told me I looked very Oriental with my haircut.
You do look very Oriental.
That's not a word.
That is
Oriental
a word.
Oriental is like a
word. That's
role.
A word. It's an offensive
it's
a, word.
It's yeah.
Well, it's not an offensive word.
It's describing things. You don't describe people as Oriental.
You look real chinky.
Yeah. That's how I like
to. Are you chinky?
Yeah, she said I looked very Oriental. And also, my cousin came over and they discussed how, because he doesn't see me that often, I look thinner. And then my mom goes, no, she's not.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. It's very heartwarming.
I'm getting weird.
Yeah.
Getting fucking weird. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
I think I'm done with my nice thing. I'm just going to be myself. Got to let my freak flag fly.
Yeah, you do keep trying to say you have to be nicer, but you know what? It just...
It's not working.
It's not.
I'm done. I don't care. This New Year's, it's time to do New Year's resolutions. I don't believe
gonna be meaner.
No, I'm going to be myself. I don't believe in resolutions as in terms of like, I need to work out every day. No, fuck that. I need to do things that will better my life. And I'm going to try to work out more. Like, that's okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I'm going to be a vegetarian for 1 month. In January, I'm going to be a vegetarian. In February, I'm not going to drink any beer. That way, also, when I have my beer again, I will enjoy my beer again, and I'll lose weight.
You don't really drink beer.
That's not true. When I'm out at a bar, I usually drink beer because it's a lot cheaper.
Oh, that's because we're always at the Brain.
If I'm at the Brain, I'm drinking whiskey. If I'm at the Looking Glass, I drink whiskey. Yeah, and at the end of the night, sometimes you can't have whiskey anymore, and you drink to beer, and then you're like, I could have 50 more, and that's a mistake.
Yeah, it is. You're always like, this is comforting.
My new thing is, if you tack off the last hour of the night, every night will be better.
Probably, yes. Yeah.
It's weird for someone that advocates going out so much, how I'm like, just go home. Fucking go home.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, between 3 and 6, that's enough. Once you hit 6, you're like, that's too fucking much. And when I say 6, I mean on average an hour. So if it's 6 hours, 6 beers, you could drink all day and all night. If it's 6 beers within 3 hours, it's like no more. If it's 4 beers within 2 hours, you're on pace. Does this make sense, Esmeralda?
Yes.
It's about moderation, folks.
Speaking of drinking, John...
John's your boyfriend.
Yes, John said that whenever I come home drunk, which I thought was funny... Because I was like, I don't always come home drunk.
That is true. You don't always come home drunk.
But he used the word drunk. I talk in my sleep more.
Oh, I could totally see that.
And he said, one day he said that I woke up and I was pushing buttons, imaginary buttons on the wall behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kept pushing buttons and yelling how it doesn't work and it's not working. Yep. And at one point I shoved him and told him to get out of the way. Because it wasn't working.
So you have a problem, and this could be used on your intervention.
Yeah, that I sleep talk.
No, you drink so much. You drink a lot, Merle. You got to calm down. I didn't even know if you were there. I thought you hung up after I said intervention, like you're doing one now.
No, but I thought that was funny because he said that on Monday.
Was it on this show?
I was talking.
I think it was this show where you brought up the wet drunks versus the dry drunks or whatever, the European styles of drinking.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
It's so bad when I'm mixing up where I fucking heard things. I always assume it's this podcast. I thought it was
this
show.
Yes, I did. You did. I don't know. I can't even.
The show was like, we talked about, it was at the end of a show, I remember, and it was about Europeans that are from the south, like Mediterraneans. They're wet drunks where they drink every day, like 2-3 drinks a day, but they're never wasted. And then there's like the dry drunk, which is your Irish who doesn't drink every day, but when they do drink, they're like, fuck it, let's get drunk type of drinking. And there's two types.
Oh, I see.
Wasn't that you?
No.
Holy shit, where did I find that out?
I don't know.
Holy fuck, that's not
cool. Not me.
Oh, and I don't know.
Although I believe it, like Italians too, right? They're
Italians. But I mean, like, now that we're in America, all these cultures are just smashed together. I think I'm a wet, by the way. I think I'm a wet.
I'm a dry.
You're a dry? Because, yeah, you don't drink every day.
No.
But when you do drink, oh.
I drink.
Yeah, that's why you got to come to the live show, everybody, because during the live show, Merle's fucking aces. She's about one drink in. By the end of the night, when it's just me and her cleaning up the bar, putting away equipment, she's mean. She turns into D from It's Always Sunny. She's just yelling at people to mop, fucking swearing.
Great.
It's true.
I know.
It's fucking weird.
I think I don't know.
Yeah. So calm down with that.
These things.
Why do you think I wear a suit? Because it's extra padding on my arms.
Yeah, that's what it is. Arms. What am I, a fucking, like, eagle? You have to wear
like,
a...
Like an eagle?
You have to wear a special mitt to hang out with me, because I will claw you.
They're called hockey gloves. You gotta wear hockey gloves, and Merle's gonna fucking punch you all fucking night. And it's not cool either. It's not like, oh, this is joyous and fun. No, watch out.
Well, it's never joyous and fun.
That's the quote of the show.
Or either.
Welcome to 2010, it's never joyous and fun.
Yep. 2011, huh?
Okay, what are your
I think it's weird.
Resolutions. Do you have any resolutions?
I'm going to try to do that whole eating better thing.
Eating better, that's good. When you say eating better, what do you mean?
I got some cookbooks.
But okay, one do you actually is not the... know Wait a second. Do you actually not know how to cook right, or do you honestly?
No, I do, but it gets boring because I don't really.
So you only cook the way you cook because the other way is boring.
Well, yeah. What? I mean, try cooking something healthy and it's quite boring. I have another cookbook that's not very good at doing the low fat. cooking, and it's just things are flavorless. And it's
do you like hot sauce? Do you like hot things?
Not really.
I think that's what separates us.
But that's also I almost feel like, oh, just throw some hot sauce on it. It's like, well, I would like my food to taste delicious without me having to pour hot sauce on it.
I completely agree. But like, if you're desperate and there's frozen broccoli, just make some fucking frozen broccoli and put some pepper on it. And there's like no calories.
No, I would like to eat meals.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. So it's not just like I'm going to eat less. I'm going to eat more of this, or more of that. I'm going to only eat this. It's just an overall healthy eating.
Yeah.
That's good. What
and
else?
And this last week I've been going to town on everything.
You made a lasagna the other night, I saw.
Yeah, but that was good for you, sort of.
Good for you, sort of.
Because it didn't have lasagna in it, like the pasta.
It didn't have the pasta. That's good, but how much cheese was in it?
A lot.
Okay, what else?
And then I made stew last night. It was like fucking 4-hour stew.
You made a stew?
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
That had no beef stock in it. It just had wine.
Okay, and that's not as bad.
It was 2 bottles of wine.
Yeah, but that's still not as bad. Like, it's not as much salt.
And 4 pounds of beef chuck.
Holy shit, that's a lot of food. This is for 2 people, right?
Yeah, well, we got leftovers. That was the point. I was like, I'm making these 2 meals.
Fuck it.
And they're lasting until the new year.
The first thing, Merle and I was staying at Merle's when I was in Chicago last week. And on Sunday night when we walked in, you go, my refrigerator smells bad.
It did.
Maybe this is why your refrigerator smells bad.
Well, and then that day I proceeded to clean it. Or no, the next day.
Yeah, the next day. You stayed with the smell. And that night you stayed home and I went out.
And I cleaned it quite well. I think it was mostly the blue cheese.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I got blue cheese in there and it's blue cheese.
That's true. That is blue cheese. Blue cheese smells weird even when it's not bad. Okay,
blue cheese, blue cheese.
Is that your only resolution? Or you got anything else?
Oh, and it also had blue cheese in the stew I put on top.
Holy shit.
So, yeah, that was probably. And it had a tablespoon of butter at the end. So,
why
yeah.
do the fucking. See, that's the thing. Why add the butter?
Because it's
not necessary.
It gives it a lovely mouth feel.
Of course it does. But that's all, like, that's drugs, too. It's like, why would I do all the drugs? No.
The calories, I mean, were around 700.
Yeah, that's a. What was your serving size?
Yeah, I was probably more than that.
Was it a cup? That's a fuck.
I'm not sure. I didn't really look into it too far. So I saw the number and I was like, I'm done now. I'm done looking at it.
Yeah, don't look. It's not good. You're not going to feel good. At a certain point, it's just like, fuck it.
Cookbooks.
Good luck.
With good cooking in them.
I wish you the best. You should do what I do, which is not eat for 24 hours on accident all the time.
That's actually not good for you. Oh, it's then you'll eat more the next time.
You would think so, but nope, not at all. Instead, you just drink a lot and you get nauseous.
See, that's what I drink, or I eat until about 3.
P.M.?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't eat all morning, and then I'm all hungry, and then I just shove it down.
But you're assuming I'm eating a normal meal the next day.
Well, you should. Well,
no,
I guess you don't. So that's why you're so svelte.
I'm very svelte. I'm going to have, like, weird lumps in my thighs or something.
Great. What? Why would you have that?
I don't think I've lost any weight until I come back to Chicago and every fucking person tells me how much weight I lost, which just means to me, holy shit, I was really fat in Chicago. That's not a good...
Or you're just wearing suits that fit you better.
Nope, because the suit... No? I saw the photos from Monday night. Holy shit, that suit did not fit. That coat was gigantic. I gave it away halfway through the show for a reason.
You did.
But Kevin didn't take... He took one photo after that. Like, I'm not using any of this. You know that, right? Like, I'm not using the dude's fat photos. I do have one thing to control, and it's the image of myself somewhat.
You could get them photoshopped.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I'll just do another show a week later. It's cheaper.
It's not that cheap. It's not expensive to Photoshop.
It's time. I'm busy. So, your resolution is just eating health or anything else. Healthy, get a job.
Well, yeah, that job thing, too.
A job thing. That's good. That's a good resolution. My resolution is the same as it is every year, and it has been for a while. Read 52 books, watch 104 films. It's not that hard to do.
Do you do it?
Yeah, I do it every year, except this year because I stopped blogging about it maybe 4 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And if I don't blog about it, I lose track of both. So I am way short on the book front, maybe 25, maybe. That's a huge stretch.
How far do you get into a book? Like, how long does it take you?
To finish a book? It depends on the book. It depends on how good it is. Like, I've been taking my time with the book I'm reading now, which is, I found this funny, edited by Judd Apatow. It's an 826 book, just a compilation of all these different essays and short stories and sketches and stuff because I'm enjoying them, and each one is a different length, different author, different feel. So that's taking a while, and then I'm also reading...
Do you finish books that are
bad? Of course. It depends on how short it is.
And it or do you just quit?
I usually quit. It depends on when I realize it's bad. I actually have your Freakonomics book that I didn't ask you if I could borrow. Could I borrow Freakonomics?
No, it's not mine.
Good, I've had it for a month. see, that's another book. It's like I really enjoy it, but it's hard. It's a little bit too big for me to take in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a trade paperback, I will read it really quickly. But these are big hardcover books, and I don't want to walk around with them.
Ah.
So when I was in Chicago, and I was with a job where I would be like on the street every day, and I'd be on the train for about an hour a day, I'd read so much more. But then as soon as I got in the office and my transit time went from like an hour to 2 hours a day to like 20 minutes a day, the reading went way down. The reading also went down once I was living alone in Chicago, because rather than like, you know, lay in bed and read at the end of the night, I would just drink and be at a comedy show or a rock show or doing a podcast every fucking night, making a film. And then just stopping with the computer in my lap or next to me, like just passed out working. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Things. What are you laughing about? That's the truth.
See, you used to do boring people things.
No,
like
no, no,
go to bed with a book.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But what did I do before that? Oh, I was already out. I had 4 beers instead of 6.
Ah, whatever.
Moderation, my friend, moderation. So that's the New Year's Eve goal. Follow that on... my Tumblr page. I'm doing Tumblr now. I'm linking it to Twitter. Just follow us on Twitter and you'll realize what book I'm on. It's so exciting. So that's the that's the personal resolution. Here are the you, me, them, everybody resolutions. Resolution number one, which is probably the biggest part, Esmeralda has to do with this, and that is 200. Hold on. Let me do the math really quick before I say anything. How are you? Talk really quick. Fill the air, Merle. Fill the air.
What am I?
I don't know. Fucking make up a...
I wonder now, because you said 200. Now I have to think of things that would be 200.
Doing the math.
Like 200 beers.
Okay, so 200. This year, this calendar year, 2011, You, Me, Them, Everybody, all 4 podcasts, or all 3 podcasts, You, Me, Them, Everybody, You, Me, Them, Everybody, You, Me, Them, Everybody, Chicago Music Podcast, You, Me, Them, Everybody, DC Music Podcast, You, Me, Them, Everybody in 2011 will produce between 260 and 208 episodes. So an episode could be any one of the 3. So if it's 50 music podcast, 50 the other music podcast, then it will be at least 108 of this podcast. Okay, it's not that impossible. We were close to it. We produced well over 100. I think we were on 150 for 2010. But I think what I want to do is every single day I want a piece of content for the listener. And
so
I don't.
What is my goal?
That just means you and I are going to record a hell of a lot more.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Because this will count as one. Now, let's say I post a DC music podcast. That will count as one. Same with Chicago music podcast. That will count as one. I'm not saying that we're going to have 100 episodes of this and 50-something of the other. No, I don't know. But that is the ultimate goal, between 208 and 260. Why that number? 208 is Monday through Thursday. 260 is Monday through Friday. I think a lot of people don't listen to Friday podcasts. I think a lot of people do. So I'm going to split that difference. So between 208 and 260, that is the goal. I think it's doable. That's goal number one. That is the podcast goal. Goal number two, You, Me, Them, Everybody live will be taking place monthly in D.C., monthly in Chicago, and weekly in D.C. Did I say that? Did I get it right? New York, D.C., Chicago, whatever.
Yeah, weekly.
The goal for 2011 is not nearly as ambitious as the podcast goal. That is to go to a fourth city. I don't care if it's Baltimore, Philly, or Boston, but those are the 3 I'm looking at now. Baltimore, Philly, or Boston, possibly Pittsburgh. I think it's a little bit too far for us. I'm not saying one-off shows. I'm saying monthly shows. We're set it up. Jesus Christ. We are set up right now monthly in all 3 cities. I want to go to a 4th city. Let's make that happen. That's the second goal. The third goal is Chicago only. You, Me, Them, Everybody Presents right now is on Monday and almost every Tuesday. I've already talked to the owner. It will now be Monday and every Tuesday. 2011, is the goal for 2011, the third and final goal for You, Me, Them, Everybody, is to set up You, Me, Them, Everybody at the Hungry Brain Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and or Thursday. Does that make sense?
Yep.
We're going to solidify that date. Merle will be there every single Monday. Kevin will be
so
there.
So people should be busy.
We want to be busy. Now,
the audience should be there.
The audience should be there. That's for the Chicago audience. For the DC audience, we are starting at the Chief Ike's Mambo Room this upcoming Wednesday, the second Wednesday of the month, the third Wednesday of the month, and the fourth Wednesday of the month. We will be at Chief Ike's. What is this show? Well, this show is different, ladies and gentlemen. The second Wednesday of the month is us presenting a film. This could be a local filmmaker. This could be an old classic. The first one we're going to show is Charade, featuring Audrey Hepburn and Cary Grant. It's a great, great film. The second film we're going to be showing is His Girl Friday, which is my favorite romantic movie of all time. It's the Wednesday before Valentine's Day. That's going to be great. The third Wednesday of the month is the Midweek in Review. It's like McLaughlin Group, but I'm the fucking host, and let's see how that goes. I've always wanted to do a show like this. We found our incubator. Let's see if it's any good. The fourth Friday of the month, Wednesday, too many days in my skull. The fourth Wednesday of the month is the Quick and to the Point open mic. The only open mic in Washington, D.C. that starts at 7:30 and ends at 9 p.m. It's quick. It's short. It's great. I'm the host. I will cut you off. If I think you're doing well, I will give you 10. I will give you fucking 15. The average is 5, though. We're going to give everybody 5 minutes. No more. Maybe some less. Unless you're amazing, then you can keep going all night. If I have my first comic blow me away and wants to do an hour and a half fucking stand-up special, go nuts. Quick and to the point open mic. Does that make sense, Esmeralda?
Yep.
Wonderful. And we got Thursdays. We got You, Me, Them, Everybody Live, blah, 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 blah. If you add it all up, we're going to have over 200 events in the 2011 calendar year. Okay?
Very nice.
These are things that you should all come to and come, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be fun. That's it. So, is that doable? You think it's doable? Are we going to fail on this or what? I don't think we're going
to. No, I think it's doable.
Well, really, it's going to be up to you to fucking maintain that Chicago shit while I'm gone.
As long as you keep booking it.
Okay. Keep booking it. Is there anyone you want to see come back to the Hungry Brain that we've had there in the last 2 years?
2 years? Really?
Started this in March 2009. You weren't there for about the
Oh, yeah. I wasn't there for that. Well, I liked Good Evening.
Good Evening is going to be playing every Monday. Tuesday. The second Tuesday. Holy shit. Is that right? Let me look at the calendar. There's too much shit going on. Look at this. Hold on. I'm sorry, everybody.
Because
yes,
they are
that's
the
right.
House band.
The first Tuesday of every month for Nerves of Steel, they're going to be there. And here, get this. The last Monday in April, April 25th, Good Evening is the musical guest that night for You, Me, Them, Everybody Live. We have musical guests booked until April 25th. It's December 30th. So, yeah, Good Evening. The fucking both baseball teams will be playing in like a month into the season. We already have shit booked. That makes me really happy. But yeah, I'm excited to see them. Who else do you like that you saw and learned about this year at the Hungry Brain?
I like, oh man, what's their name? They do the comedy, the fashion.
Oh, fuck, yes. Think Tank.
They crack me up.
Think Tank, ladies and gentlemen. Think Tank are one of my favorite sketch groups. Here's a thing you might like. Emerson Dameron, who is on the live show, which you can listen to now. It's up and available for download. Emerson and I really want to bring a variety type show to the Hungry Brain. So what we're going to do is a stand-up, improv, sketch, music show. Very short show, very early, starting 8:30 to 10 p.m. show. We're debating on whether we're going to do it on Wednesday or Thursday. I will make sure the Think Tank is there quite often. Who else do you like, Esmeralda?
Let's see.
Like the dramatic pauses.
I can't think of anybody right now.
Wonderful. And you know what? That means we need to have new talent coming in. And ladies and gentlemen, we do have new talent coming in. We're doing film festivals.
Everybody?
We're doing film festivals coming up. Another Coach House Sounds session with two acts that have never been at the Hungry Brain before. We got Homeroom coming back in February. We're doing this weird ambient music thing that I don't know if I like, but God damn it, I like the people behind it. And they're going to be there. King of the Moon and His Minions is playing on Monday, and they've played their
team
before.
Band.
They're great. Team Band.
Although they make a lot of noise.
Team Band will be on the live show again if the Hawks make the playoffs again, that'll be a little special one-off. We have the Part 5 that are going to play in February. That's going to be a good show. Who else do we have? I'm looking at the calendar right now. We got a lot of stuff coming up. It makes me very happy. We got even more stuff coming up in D.C., so there's no shortage of stuff. So here's the thing.
We need to try to get White Mystery.
A full.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll do that. That's easy to do. Maybe I'll get them in like New York or DC. That would actually be more fun because they've
like
already done the show.
Proper of both of them.
Yeah, let's do that. We'll get White Mystery on that show. And they're not a white power group.
No, not at all.
Not a white power group. So hold on.
Ooh, Bill Cruz. I like him.
Bill Cruz is coming back. There's a squirrel about 10 feet behind me rustling around in leaves, and I could hear it super clear, and it's freaking me out. I'm so sorry about that, listener at home.
Are you afraid of nature?
All of a sudden, I hear fucking rustling. I'm like, why do I hear rustling inside? And yes, I am afraid of nature.
Wait, inside?
Yeah, we have our windows open because it's warm, and like we live in this weird like hilly area, and it's hard to explain. I'll send a photo to you and only you, Esmeralda, and the rest of people will have to bang me. If you want to come and see my apartment, you have to fuck me with vaginas. So that's that. Yeah, so that was a weird show. Want to close the year off with any well wishes to anybody? Or enemy lists? You want to make some enemy lists?
I don't have any enemies right now. I'm sure we'll make some.
Yeah, let's make some enemies.
That'll be it. That'll be the resolution. To make more enemies.
Okay, there you go. That's how we close the fucking year with I Make Enemies by Daniel Knox. That's a great way to close it. Are you laughing or?
Yes.
You know what? Here, I got a better way to close it. Let's ask you a question from the kids' book. I got to walk across the room, so please talk for 20 seconds.
Do you have to do that because you're afraid of that damn squirrel?
No, I have to do it because the book's over here.
Oh. Why are you afraid of a squirrel? It's just a rat with a furry tail. It's just rustling some leaves. What it probably thinks? It probably thinks it's fall now or spring.
You're right.
And it's getting misled. And
well,
then
it's going to die.
Snow again, and yeah, it's going to die.
All right, Merle, for the last time in 2010, I'm going to ask you a question from the Kids Book of Questions by Gregory Stack, PhD. Quite an awful book. Merle, I need you to pick a number between 1 and 260.
39.
39. Why 39, Esmeralda?
Because I was going to say 3 times 9, but that's wrong. Wait, what's 3 times 9?
What the fuck? 3 times 9 is 27. Why would you want to do that anyways?
I don't know. I've been doing a lot of brain age.
It's not working.
As you can tell, it's not working.
Number 39. On vacation, you get a ride to the beach with a friend's parents and find that some people are bathing. Well, on vacation, you get a ride
to
the
beach. Wait, I think I've heard this one.
Well, on vacation, you get a ride to the beach with a friend's parents and you find that some people are bathing nude. Would you want to stay and watch or leave? Would you want to stay and watch or leave?
Now, I want to say stay, but only if they're good-looking people, which usually they're not. So I'd want to leave.
So because even if it's a hot lady or dude, maybe a few feet over, not a hot lady or dude.
It usually isn't, though. That's the thing.
It usually isn't.
Good-looking people do not go to nude beaches.
Good-looking people wear suits.
Yeah, they know not to wander around naked. Ugly people, on the other hand, love being buck naked for all the world to see.
Oh, thanks for doing the show, Esmeralda. I hope you had a good year.
Yeah.
Oh.
I hope you did as well.
I didn't.
With your cream.
A lot of pain in my life. A lot of pain right now, everybody. I'm in a lot of pain. So if you want to come see my apartment, you have to fuck me with your vagina.
Isn't that the usual? You have a lot of pain?
That's why we do a fucking talk show in a bar. I don't think anyone understands. Like, why would you want to do this? I don't know, man. I don't get it. I'm dressed up. It's
why
like
do
I'm...
people ask you that question? That's kind of mean.
What?
Why do you want to do this?
No, a lot of it. No, it's not like, why do you want to do it? It's like, why did you start? Why did you I never thought of this. Why are you doing this? Or like,
oh, I see.
How did you think of this? It's like, well, I have no discernible talent and I like to dress up. And hopefully somebody really rich will say, I'm going to give you all this money because I think you're a stand up fellow. And then I'll kill them.
You know what? You should you say you like to dress up. You should dress up in different outfits.
I do. I wear different.
No, like themed outfits.
Oh, like I'm on Let's Make a Deal?
Yeah. No. Yes.
No, I'm not doing that.
Ah, come on.
Can't. No.
You have a chicken outfit.
I do. That'll be, should we give that away in 2011?
Oh, God. No one wants that.
Bullshit. Fuck you.
You've been, like, sitting in it for who knows how long.
I've worn it once.
No.
On a roof.
No one wants stinky Brandon chicken suits.
I'm not a homo. A hobo. I said a homo. If I was a homo, I bet somebody would want it.
Yeah, it'd probably smell nice.
It'd smell delicious. Like fresh balls.
Yay!
Fresh balls,
fresh,
everybody.
Fresh, clean balls.
Thanks for listening. 2010. It's a year. It's over. Burn it with a thing. Thanks for listening, everybody. Oh, yeah. Fuck that. It's 2011. Go make us popular on iTunes. Go, if you listen to the show and subscribe to the show. Even if you don't subscribe to the show, Go on and give us.
It's gonna be the best year ever.
Yeah, go give us a 5-star review. I don't care if you actually like the show. Just give us a 5-star review. Come on, inflate our egos. Thanks for listening, everybody, and have a wonderful evening.
Follow us on Twitter at YMTE. Friend us on Facebook at facebook.com/youmethemeverybody. And for details on Monday and Tuesday nights at the Hungry Brain, go to youmethemeverybody.com.